This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Civic and governmental organizations across the world are marking International Women's Day on Friday. The more than 100-year-old celebration of women's social, economic, cultural, and political successes also includes calls for gender equality and more progress. Cities and towns are holding rallies and marches and sponsoring conferences and cultural events. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday called Democratic lawmakers' vote on an anti-bigotry resolution disgraceful because it didn't go far enough in condemning anti-Semitic comments.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer.
For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday condemned hateful speech of all forms in an attempt by Democrats to end a controversy over one of their own members' remarks deemed anti-Semitic by many. The measure condemned hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to U.S. values and aspirations, but it did not reprimand Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar by name after her remarks that some deemed anti-Semitic. President Trump says he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it is a very good deal. He made the comments Friday as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in the southern U.S. state of Alabama. The United States and China have been battling over trade tariffs since last year. The White House is planning a summit between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year. The trade dispute between the United States and China has begun to affect China's economic growth. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is